This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
James Feegan covers the White Sox for The Athletic. He joins us on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Follow him on Twitter at JR Feegan. James, you just talked to Ken Williams. Help me figure out, how can he say that we thought we had the highest offer and then also say we weren't going to get to that $300 million? I mean, how could they not have known what the actual offer was?
He said that their impression was that everything they had heard was that the offer was not at that level yet. So they said he claimed to be taken by surprise by $300 million being what took it, but that San Diego was able to meet that and that they weren't. And he cited concerns about building a whole roster and that the players that they have as they get older will need raises, and that was the reason they were not willing to go to $300 million.
Are those legitimate concerns from your perspective?
They're concerns, but I think that if you're going to get Machado or get an elite player throughout his prime, then you kind of had to anticipate that this level was something that would reach. It was $300 million was definitely something that was talked about at the beginning of the offseason, so I don't think any observers are necessarily shocked with the idea that it wound up there. Maybe from their perspective that they thought it was significantly below that up until this moment, but I would assume that there would be some opportunity to match, and at that point they decided that they were not going up to 300.
At any point, do you know if Manny Machado and Jerry Reinsdorf were in the same room together?
I know specifically, I mean, by all accounts, he was part of their visit and that they had interfaced, so yes, I would assume so, but I guess I never asked that specific question.
Yeah, because that's the one thing that I was trying to figure out, because up until a while ago, I had heard that that particular conversation between those two people hadn't occurred. And knowing Jerry, there's no way a deal is going to get done before that would have happened.
Yeah, I can't speak to that necessarily, but I would think just from what we heard from Kenny 10 minutes ago that the reason the White Sox did not get this deal is that they didn't offer the most money, and that was the reason that we predicted would be the thing that swayed, and it seems to be what they are saying is how they failed.
I know the conversation with the White Sox was always kind of centered around Manny Machado, but does their ceiling for Machado also carry over to Bryce Harper? I mean, that's another guy that you can see pretty easily fitting into their rebuild. Will they, move their efforts to another elite free agent?
I mean, you'd like to see that, but there's been no indication that was, even just yesterday, the word was that they were kind of focusing on Machado and that Harper was all but eliminated as a possibility. And we certainly didn't get any indication that there's going to be some dramatic pivot now. It seems like that market's kind of already played it out and without the White Sox necessarily being a finalist for it. So I would be very surprised if all of a sudden they become players for Harper.
James, I know the news is all just breaking and you've been in a little whirlwind down there in Glendale, but do you get any sense that the last and best ask from Dan Lozano, Machado's agent, was something that also surprised the White Sox? Kenny mentioned he was surprised it got to 300. Was that another aspect that surprised him, or were the White Sox aware of even that?
Kenny said he basically heard the news via tweet. So I don't know if he was necessarily as locked into the negotiating as Rick Hahn, who got the call directly from Lozano, so maybe there was more of a last offer there, but it seems like they were never actually intending to go up to that 300. So once that kind of happened, they thought a deal was happening today and that they were going to make it, so it seems like the 300 must have come very recently.
Then why get into it at all if you're not willing to go to 300? I mean, if you know you're going to be spending a lot of money, you're either doing this or you're not doing this. Did they really think, or what did maybe Jerry know about what the market was going to be? Maybe they were going in assuming a somewhat suppressed market because of all of these various factors and thinking that, it's never going to get to $300 million. Was that the calculation? That it just that all the numbers that we had discussed well before the actual negotiations began, in the middle of last season, or the trade deadline last season, did they really not think it could get to 300?
Apparently. I mean, if we talked in November, I would have said, and if the White Sox said they weren't going to 300, I would have told you that they're not getting Machado or Harper then. It's really been only the last few months that even the possibility that it was going to be sub 300 seemed to be something that was a possibility. And maybe they read the market as being possibly suppressed early on. And it certainly was surprising to us that the offers were as low or seemed to be as low as they were reported at throughout this offseason. But then it wound up just being, you know, 300 as kind of the barrier that crossed to get an elite, you know, player throughout their prime. And apparently they were not prepared to ever go to that level, which is, you know, obviously and should be disheartening for everyone involved who's been following the White Sox and hoping they could be players in this.
Talking about the big baseball news of the day with James Fegan, who covers the White Sox for The Athletic. Manny Machado will reportedly sign with the San Diego Padres for 10 years and $300 million. You can follow James at J.R. Fegan. This is the Bernstein and McKnight Show. James, best you can tell, what was the White Sox offer for Manny Machado?
Not real great indication of that, but I would say significantly lower. It definitely seemed like they were operating more in the low 200s because it seems like they were kind of they didn't give specifics and Kenny declined to get into it, but definitely that they didn't think that the offer or the bidding was anywhere near this. Obviously above 200 or something like that, but probably it doesn't seem like it was in the 280s or 270s.
So
all of a sudden jumped up. It seems like it was more dramatic.
So did they offer essentially their max slot deal? Like, is that the best their finances can support? And is that what was offered to Machado? Is that the best offer that they'll be able to make for the next offseason and the offseason after that, essentially taking them out of rising salaries?
It seems like you could probably make that indication. I don't know if I'm 100% on it, but if they're going to cite concerns about the rising arbitration figures or extensions for some of their young core, then that figures to be another thing that will play in factor if the Nolan Arenado market, for example, goes to $300 million. So, yeah, I think they probably got around to the top of what they're willing to offer in this market. And I don't think there's really going to be another player who comes along who's going to be as young and, you know, going to be as proven elite talent who's going to fit their rebuild as good as this. So this is probably the highest, at least, barring the next 3-4 years and some increase in revenues that they'd be able to go. But I'm sure that they could probably be more specific about that if they chose to.
James, appreciate the time. I know you're busy. Thank you.
Thanks.
That is James Fegan of The Athletic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.